cliffcentral.com. Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Alongside me today, as usual, Lionel Makoko-Klela. Welcome, Lines.
Dumela, Gary, and dumela to our podcast listeners. And yes, it's Tuesday again. The Laws of Life, it's on air.
Your Lines, let's give out our contact details. Law@CliffCentral.com. That's our email,
and you can actually touch base with us on Twitter at Hertzlaw, H-E-R-T-Z-L-A-W, and you will definitely
our Facebook
in.
Page The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg, because there's another Laws of Life. Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg is our Facebook page. Have a look and give us a like if you do. I'm sure you will.
Certainly. And we do have a WhatsApp line, which is 079-748-2090. 079-748-2090.
Today, we're once again delighted to host Kalyani Pillay. She's the Chief Executive Officer of the South African Banking Risk Information Center, known as SABRIC.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning, Kalyani. Mm. Kalyani has a BA LLB. She was also a Special Director of Public Prosecutions with the National Prosecuting Authority. I like people to know that. You had some position there. Firstly, Kalyani, tell us a little more about SABRIC and how it campaigns to keep the public informed.
Absolutely. SABRIC is the South African Banking Risk Information Center. And we a non-profit organization that was established by the South African banks, well, the major banks, 15 years ago. And currently today we have 19 member banks and two CIT companies that work together as part of this collaborative model to fight organized crime. And as part of our mandate, and one of the sort of key significant areas, is where we create awareness amongst the South African public, particularly bank customers, on all the different modus operandi, all the different scams. And we give advice and guidance and tips on how people can protect themselves so that they don't become victims.
One of your slogans is make sure you don't end up as a statistic.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Gary, nobody wants to lose any money, you know, irrespective of what amount it is. Mm. It's a very emotional experience for people. And so we're just hoping that we can educate people. You know, we tweet all the time. We post things in Facebook. We put things in mainstream media as well, you know, print and
yeah.
And
I think on that radio. Note, please have a look to our listeners. Have a look at the sabric.co.za website. There's a fortune of information on all the different scams and how you should be take precautions.
And I think particularly also to take note of hashtag Skellum. So SABRIC actually launched this campaign early last year, where we actually posting, we tweet as if it's the criminal. So you know, you're getting advice on how criminals actually, or you're getting to know, get hints about how they actually operate and what they do. So very important, because we do this a couple of times a week. And so, yeah.
And I must compliment you. SABRIC does a hell of a lot of good work, and it keeps us out of trouble. We learn a lot and of what and how to do things. So kudos to you. Thanks for that. Kalyani, last week we touched on a little bit on the scourge of online dating scams, or romance dating scams, as we call it as well, and how you're campaigning to alert the public to these scamsters that are preying on generally vulnerable, trusting and lonely men and women.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, we spoke last week about how these scamsters or fraudsters, as we call them, can sit in any part of the world, really, because they're communicating electronically. They're faceless and borderless, really. But unfortunately, their victims get to see a picture or interact with a profile which is completely fabricated. Photographs certainly not that of the person they think they're communicating with. And so really at the end of the day, what these fraudsters do is that they use social engineering techniques to win the confidence of their victim. And once they get them to that point, ultimately what they want is to get their hands on their money. And we've seen so many people fall victim, you know, victim to these scams. In some instances, very significant amounts of money. In fact, I can't name the bank or the client concerned, but last year sometime we had a South African bank client who had was convinced that she had befriended this amazing person and was completely taken in, I think, with him. And as part of their conversations and discussions, she decided to buy him a very high-end motor vehicle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the money was even deposited directly into the dealer's bank account. Mm-hmm. When fortunately, you know, she was then alerted to all of this and was able to have all of you know, the whole transaction reversed. But had it gone through, she stood to lose a very significant amount of money. Mm-hmm. But that in itself shows you how people become so convinced. You know, they genuinely believe that this is the amazing relationship. We've seen quite a few arrests and convictions in different parts of the world, including here in South Africa as well. I think earlier this year, the Hawks had made some arrests as well. And so we've seen some convictions, but unfortunately, very difficult to catch these people because they're sitting in a cross jurisdiction, always such an expensive business to bring to do these investigations, and eventually it results in extraditions. Rather complex and long-winded as well.
Yeah, I think that you, SABRIC, advises the public not to let feelings of embarrassment stop them coming forward.
Absolutely.
And don't be embarrassed. Come forward and report it, because we've got to put an end to this.
And also you could help other people who could potentially be who are potentially victims as well. Look, I can understand that people will feel embarrassed. It's a loss of self-esteem because you genuinely believed that you had this relationship. You sit back and think about all the personal things you've actually said and revealed and done, and then you, when you realize that it's actually fraudsters. You know, the terrible thing is that, and I said so last week as well, you know, people should just imagine or put themselves or try and picture what actually happens. And if I can give a sense of it, you know, the perpetrators actually sit in some little room somewhere. They just need to have access to computers. They come in and they work a shift and they take turns and they just communicate. They cut and paste. And yet you are just divulging everything. You're being emotional. You're talking about personal things. They target your profile and they look for particular kinds of people. And that's why we keep saying, watch social media platforms that you use. You shouldn't be posting just, you know, personal information. You should also set your privacy settings as high as possible so that everybody doesn't have access to whatever you posting. So I think, again, you know, please note that your personal information is a real commodity sought after by everybody, and they use it against you to try and defraud you in some way. So just, you know,
what are the Kalyani, what are the red flags or the warning signals that you can advise us to watch out for?
On the dating scam specifically, we say to people, for one, look out for things like when the person you're communicating with has some kind of exotic job, is usually purports to work in another country, is always traveling, is in the army, in the United Nations, works on an oil rig. Watch out for how the communications are actually worded, because very often they do cut and paste. They very seldom would use your name if they're communicating with a particular person, Miss A, they won't use your name. They'll say, hi, lovely, hi, beautiful, because it's an easy cut and paste. They use the same old thing. And the sad part of it all is that you, a woman talking to a man, or think you're talking to a man, you could actually be talking to a woman as well, because it's just a cut and paste. Yeah. You know, it's really so unemotional and cruel almost in a way, because it destroys people. So, you know, look out for those kind of things. The minute you ask for money, the minute you hear a sad story and they want you to feel emotional, you should start already becoming rather suspicious. If they have this amazing body, be suspicious. If they're so gorgeous and so handsome, then really you need to start worrying about it.
You see, Lodge, you've got no chance.
It's a crime to be like me.
Yeah.
You've got a slogan called Wise Up and Watch Out.
Absolutely. It's part of our we're saying to people, just empower yourself. You know, the times we live in makes it so necessary for us to start behaving differently. And that's what we're saying to everybody. You know, go onto our website, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and wise up and watch out. You know, empower yourself, empower other people as well. And please come forward if you're a victim. You know, it's really important. And don't pay anybody anything if they're asking you, especially if you befriended them over the internet and you haven't even met them. You know, so just be a bit cautious.
The best advice I can give you today is, for tips on online scams, please go to sabric.co.za. And follow them on Twitter.
Yes, thank you, Gary.
And we've been speaking to Kalyani Pillay. It's always a pleasure to host you, Kalyani. Many thanks for this. I think you're rushing off to Cape Town.
Yes, I am.
So we're going to bid you farewell.
Thank
we hope
you.
To see you in August again with more tips and all kinds of watch outs for on other topics. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
And we'll see you again.
Bye-bye, Lionel.
Thank you. Cliffcentral.com.